Hurricane Ivan is crawling across the Caribbean Sea at about 9 miles per hour. The storm's winds have fluctuated between 150 and 165 miles per hour, placing it at one point or another as a Category 4 or Category 5 hurricane. The Cayman Islands face the storm's eye today. Ivan is then expected to move toward western Cuba and into the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters predict Ivan's eye will remain over water as it then follows the western coast of Florida before hitting the mainland along Florida's panhandle. Ivan is now being called Ivan the Terrible on Grenada, where the storm killed at least 34 people. Ivan's eye missed Jamaica earlier this weekend, but the hurricane's winds and rain still lashed the island hard, leaving at least 15 dead. New York Times reporter Joe Treister is on the line from the Jamaican capital of Kingston. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, has the storm quieted down completely in Jamaica at this point?
Well, not completely, but for the first time, the skies are starting to clear a bit. It's still gray. I just see a peak of the sun here. The winds are gusting still at 30 or 40 miles an hour, and every now and then we get a shower. So it's sort of the tail, the very, very tail end of it here now.
What can you tell us about the extent of the damage in Jamaica?
The damage in Kingston is not shocking to the eye. There's a lot of trees down, power lines, roofs off in some cases. It is in Kingston, it looked somewhat like it did to me in the Bahamas a week ago with Hurricane Francis. And that's a little deceptive because what looks like not very severe damage can be very expensive. The estimated losses in the in dollars in the Bahamas at about $100 million. So I'm sure it's a very heavy financial blow here, but Kingston itself certainly is not a flattened wreck, nothing like what we hear about Grenada.
Before we go to Grenada, what about casualties in Jamaica?
Now, that's the really worst part about this so far. So far, 15 people are dead, 4 people in one family killed in a mudslide that covered their home a few miles from Kingston. And there are of reports of flooding and more mudslides coming in this morning. One town is reported to be underwater. I know from covering disasters for many years that that may mean a few inches or a few feet, so I'm going to go take a look when we get through talking here.
And briefly, have you been able to monitor news from Grenada? What are you hearing?
Well, fragments from Grenada. It's still apparently difficult. Officially, the airport's closed. I believe helicopters are getting in. It's possible, I know, to reach there by boat. There are reports of disorder on the streets. I don't exactly know what that means. We don't have any detail. But I think it's pretty chaotic right now, and yesterday, the Red Cross said they were holding off bringing in relief supplies because they thought the island was too insecure.
New York Times reporter Joe Treister in Kingston, Jamaica. Joe, thanks a lot.
Thank you.